Day 16, and forgive us our debts. Congratulations, it's your 16th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, I believe that today is a day of forgiveness, a day of victory, a day of deliverance. You are my compassionate, forgiving God. May your holy presence be poured out again on my friend who's seeking you in prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You're not entering into the secret place, into intimacy with the Father. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray this way, and forgive us our debts. Have you ever trespassed against God through your actions, thoughts, words, or perhaps by what you didn't do? The Bible declares in hope, but if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. 1 John 1:9. God doesn't desire to hold our sins against us. That's why He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and bear our sins. In a few moments, we'll listen to a song that reminds us of the price that Jesus paid for our sins by dying on the cross. And if you can, I encourage you to look at the video that accompanies this song. The Bible says that we're all sinners, that we've all trespassed against God. It declares, "For we all have sinned and are in need of the glory of God. Yet through His powerful declaration of acquittal, God freely gives away His righteousness. His gift of love and favor now cascades over us, all because of Jesus, the Anointed One, has liberated us from the guilt, punishment, and power of sin." Romans 3, 23 and 24. Sin separated us from God's glorious presence. It was impossible for us to enter into intimacy with the Father. But on the day we asked God for forgiveness, He forgave us, washed us of our sins, and made us right in His sight through Jesus Christ, who liberated us through His blood shed on the cross. Thank God for the forgiveness of your sins and for reconciliation with Him. And if you still feel guilty for a sin that might easily come back to you, take a moment to confess that to the Lord right now. It's not through your efforts that you obtain forgiveness, but through realizing what Christ accomplished for you on Calvary's cross. Like King David, who sinned against God, you can pray this prayer. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Psalm 51, 9 through 12. I invite you to listen to the hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, by Fernando Ortega. Praising the Lord for forgiving your sins. You are free, truly free. This song so beautifully expresses what our Lord endured for us. Now take a few minutes to listen to God in silence, thinking about how your sins have been forgiven. Sense what God would like to share with you about this. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Throughout this day, remember what God has forgiven you through Jesus Christ. You are free. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. And extend this time if you'd like. See you tomorrow for the 17th day. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence, extending this time if you'd like. Have a beautiful day in His presence.